The Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, ICU, says the formation of splinter unions in recent times is not healthy for a strong United Labour Front. According to the ICU, the focus of union leaders should be the promotion of measures where unions will be well positioned to negotiate better working conditions for workers. The Deputy ICU General Secretary in charge of operations, Morgan Ayanwin, said this at a forum in Accra to mark the 56th anniversary of the formation of the union. The ICU was formed on the 25th of May 1960, following the mergers of five unions. The focus was to set the pace for other smaller and splinter unions to emulate, since mergers helped to build progressive and strong unions. This year's ICU Day was dedicated to breast cancer awareness creation and screening of other health issues for the public at Kukurmimli. Here's a Newsdesk report.
The five unions that merged to form the ICU on the 25th of May 1960 were Commercial and Allied Workers Union, General Clerical and Public Boards Employees Union, Printers and Newspapers Workers Union, Manufacturing and Industrial Workers Union, and Catering and Meat Carters Union. The objective was to build a strong and futuristic national union that could better serve its members and Ghanaian workers in general. The ICU, as a pace setter for other small and splinter unions to merge, finds it unfortunate that in recent times, some union leaders are spearheading the formation of splinter unions at the detriment of unsuspecting workers. The Deputy ICU General Secretary Morgan Ayawini noted that the worst forms of trade unions is the formation of in-house unions, which are formed and controlled by anti-union and bastion employers. He said the time has come for workers' leaders to collectively halt this development and rather focus on measures of smaller and splinter unions to form strong unions, as demonstrated by the five unions that formed the ICU. According to him, the significance of the ICU Day cannot be overemphasized, as it coincides with the celebration of African Union Day. ICU Ghana therefore identifies with the goals of the African Union to work towards the socioeconomic well-being of the working class on the African continent. He said the ICU Day has also been dedicated to women in view of their contribution to nation building. Mr. Ayawini asked women not to be complacent with what they have achieved so far, but continue to assert themselves in a male-dominated world business and other endeavors.